time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, great day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KCO. We're streaming live on Facebook, and I have my partner in crime in training. Actually, she's better than me, so I guess I'm the one in training. Jancy Ripito's on here with me today, and we're going to start out with a little weather here first. It's hot. It's 93 degrees. Heat index is 97. Winds are out of the southwest at 11 miles an hour, gusting up to 19, and the dew point is 68. Humidity is 44%. So we got the first segment. We're going to call it the KECO Today in Ag, Ag Sports. Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
Or does that sound too long?
That's not too long.
Just Ag Sports.
I like it.
We got a couple things to talk about. First of all, Greg Newton Memorial Golf Tournament will be at the Sayre Golf and Country Club September 25th. Entry fee is $300 for a four-man team. Mulligans, $10 each. They have sponsorships available, and this is for a great cause over there. Lunch will be provided by the Gateway Church. To enter, call Ron Newton at 580-821-0847. Robert Simmons at 918-919-9061. Or Eugene Trinkle at 580-799-0713. And if you need those numbers, text me on the KCO Ag line at 580-225-9697, and I'll text them back to you if you didn't get those wrote down. That's for a great cause. Speaking of golf, last night, the six-week carryover over there at Sayre was worth around $625 per guy that won last night. And I think it was rigged to start with.
Really?
The teams were rigged. But Justin Barrick, Eddie Lakey, Mike Hinkle, and Danny Vernal was on the winning team, and they took some cash home with them tonight. So, hey, anybody out there, if they owe you money, they got it in their pocket now. $625 or $645. I don't remember. It was over $600 a piece cash. But I heard some spectators were out there spying on all the teams to make sure they wasn't cheating and stuff. But I heard Eddie burned one. He hit it strongly on the top of the ball, and it rolled up really fast and hit the pin, dropped in, and that's the only reason why they won. And Mr. Hinkle, they finally used some of his shots from the last. I played with Mike Hinkle. You know him?
Mm-mm.
He's the boss there at the county barn there at Sayre, and he was whining last week because we didn't use none of his shots.
Really?
And this week they used some of his shots. So he was a happy camper last night. But that's as far as that go. You know what starts tonight?
Football.
Oh, well, I was talking about the rodeo.
Well, I was going to say football, okay. But the rodeo too.
We'll discuss football. Also, the Elk City Rodeo Champions starts tonight at 8 o'clock at the Butler Brothers Arena in Ackley Park. And it's going to be a great time. We've been talking about it on the radio all week. And there's a lot going on this weekend. The parade's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Rodeo again tomorrow night. Again, Sunday night. All three shows start at 8 p.m., period. And there's also Sunday night is Wear Pink Night.
Really?
To support breast cancer. And so that's a just show awareness of the breast cancer. Pink items will be for sale. And if you need to buy something there with pink on it, everything will go for Relay for Life. And you merit cheerleaders. Hey, she is a cheerleader. She shows stock. She plays softball, and she's a farm girl. What else do you need in a woman? So, what do you guys work your buns off at the rodeo, too?
We do.
What do you guys do?
We will have two cheerleaders per gate, and we sell the programs for the night's events at the rodeo.
I got you. And then does that help the cheerleaders out, or are you just
volunteer? It does. We get, I'm not sure how much we get, but we do get paid to do it, and that helps us buy new uniforms the next year, new shoes, and whatever else we need.
So when you go to the rodeo, do not turn down buying a program from these cute girls.
Nope.
And they're good girls, too. Very nice girls, and so they'll be selling at each gate, so be sure and buy your program from them. What else was we going to discuss? Something else on here. Oh, yeah. Friday night. Tonight. At the rodeo. Bring a empty, not a full, empty Dr. Pepper can. And the kids under 12 get in free to the bleacher seating. Not up in the upper level where they serve food and all that stuff. But anyway, so that's one of the things going on. And there's... The American flag is brought in by skydivers. Did you guys get to see that last year?
Yes.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that at the football games, and that's pretty good going on there. And what else we got? We got cowboys, bronc riding, roping, barrel racing, bull riding, all kinds of stuff going on. And the board out there, thank you so much for keeping – this is the 83rd Rodeo of Champions here in Elk City. And thank you, board, for what you guys do to bring this event to Elk City. It's a big event. I had a gentleman on yesterday that's was a journalist for the Oklahoman, and he covered it out here, and he said it's pretty cool. But we're going to be right back, and Jancy and I are going to give you guys the stock show report update. She's got a whole slew of stuff over there. And when we come back, we're going to talk stock shows. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KCO with Jimmy and Jancy.
We raise registered Red Angus. We sell bulls, heifers, seed stock quality type. Red Angus offers superior marbling. Docility is probably the biggest selling point for Red Angus. The maternal traits and some heat tolerance. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We learned in grade school 1 plus 1 equals 2 and 2 plus 2 equals 4. So what does quality feed equal? Results you can be proud of. It's simple math with a little common sense. Barnes Feed Service in Hober, Oklahoma has done the math and mixed years of common sense into their feeds so you'll get the results you deserve. And remember, their name ends with service, something they take pride in every day. See their ads in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook.
We truly are a family at First National Bank. When you have a family member that's sick, everyone knows. When something's happened within your family, when you have celebrations, we truly are a family at First National Bank and Trust. We're very proud of the institution that we work for. We're very proud of each other. It is like a family. We call it our bank family. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
It's the Jimmy and Jancy show today, and they need to get this right. Anyway, the temperature has not changed. It's 93 degrees. Heat index 97, 98. It just changed on me just as I said that. 94 degrees, heat index is 98. Winds are 12 miles an hour out of south-southwest at 18 miles an hour, so it's hot today. So, Jancy, What's happening tonight?
What's happening tonight?
Yeah, before we get into stock shows.
Tonight is Merritt's home opener football game.
Are you playing?
Who are we playing?
Yeah.
Mangum Tigers.
And you're a cheerleader.
Yes.
We said that early, but I want to remind our new listeners. By the way, we had a text come in, and they want an update on dove season.
On dove season?
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that. You're more important right now. And so, what time is that ball game?
Kickoff is at 7 p.m. tonight.
And if they can't attend, what can they do?
If they can't attend, you can see it live on Paragon TV or tune in and listen on 98.1.
Yeah, and you gotta, if I remember right, I haven't watched much of the Paragon TV yet. I don't, I just haven't. I think you download the app on your phone.
You can go on it through Safari and go to ParagonTV.com.
See, that's why we pay her the big bucks. So she knows what's going on. Great. So, yeah, so the ball game's tonight at 7. Merritt High School will be going to play Mangum, and it's their home opener.
Right.
And you can watch it on Paragon TV or listening to it on 98.1. Or you can go to the game and watch Jancy cheer her team on. Is the team any good this year?
I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
Who's the quarterback?
Hagen Justice.
Hagen Justice. That's Jeff's son.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Jeff was in the National Guard with me.
Yes.
Or he was just getting in when I was getting out. So, anyway, cool. Good luck to the Merritt Oilers tonight. And where do you want to start on the stock shows? Because you got a pile over there.
I do have a bunch. Mom hooked me up for today.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you,
Janae.
Yeah.
Your dad didn't help you out any at all?
Oh, no.
Yeah, you let him make the phone call to Jeff, and Jeff turned us, not you and I, down to coming on the show today.
He probably just turned it down because my dad called him.
Awesome. I love it. Anyway, so where do you want to start?
I'll start with the Ouachita County show.
Okay.
The Ouachita County Fair was August 28th through the 25th through the 28th in Cordell, and I have the winners and results from that show. We have the Grand Champion U was Zoda Baker from Sentinel. The Reserve Grand Champion U was Jacob Baker from Sentinel. Your Grand Champion Heifer was Bentley Lester from Sentinel. And your Reserve Grand Champion Heifer was also Bentley Lester from Sentinel. Your Grand Champion Prospect Steer was Trapper Visneski from Canute.
You got that right.
I think I got it right.
I know his mom and dad, Adam and Amber.
I think I got the last name right. Your Reserve Grand Prospect Steer was Bentley Lester from Sentinel. Your Grand Champion Gilt was Luke Rozelle from Sentinel. Your Reserve Grand Champion Gilt was also Luke Rozelle from Sentinel. Your Grand Champion Barrow was Cambry Moore from Cordell. Your Reserve Grand Champion Barrow was Delaney Moore from Cordell. And finally, with the sheep, your Grand Champion Weather was Jacob Baker from Sentinel. And your Reserve Grand Champion Weather was Zeta Baker from Sentinel.
It sounds like Sentinel's got a little power pull.
Sentinel had a good show.
They had a good show because I recognized a few of those names, especially Trapper.
Yes.
His grandpa and I are really good friends. And congratulations, Trapper. You're the only one I knew on that list. So anyway, good job, Trapper. And I also texted his grandpa and told him we was going to talk about him. So anyway, what's the next show?
We've got the Beckham County Free Fair. It's going to be Thursday through Saturday, September 9th through the 11th over at Sayre. And then Custer County's Free Fair will be at Clinton, September 8th through 11th. The livestock show is Friday, September 10th at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the Greer County Fair is going to be at Altus, September 10th and the 11th.
They got a lot going on.
They do.
So let's back up to the last time you were on the show when you said that you guys have been to Woodward.
Yes.
Well, you had softball, you had the Woodward Livestock Show, and the one in Hobart.
Right.
Okay, so I found out afterwards when I called our favorite ag teacher down there at Hobart, I found out from her that the show you won was actually their county show.
Yeah.
It's an open county show. So that's different. I never heard that, but I'm sure it goes on. But you remember I graduated like 40 years ago. So
things long time ago.
Things have changed. And speaking of ag teachers, next Wednesday, a legend's going to be on the show with me. And if you could skip school and join us, I would love for you to come on the show with us, but the legend Larry Long is going to be on here.
Really?
Yeah. What was that look for?
Nothing.
Well, anyway, he's, I mean, there's not very many ag teachers that taught 50 years.
No.
And I was one of his first students. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Really?
Because it was myself, Joe Ray Shones, Rusty Garrison, Nikki Harrison, Link Newcomb. I know I'm going to forget some, Cheryl Cook. And, man, there was just, there was a bunch of us, but we were, it was one of his first classes. So, and that, and I graduated in 80, so I started FFA in 76. That was a long time ago.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. So, have you been doing any stock showing?
I have. We went to the Greer County Extravaganza last weekend at Mangum.
And?
We had the Grand Champion Barra with the same pig I won the Hobart show with. And the fifth overall Barra at that show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And you got any results from that, or we're just talking about you? We're just going to talk about you.
Yeah, we'll just talk about me.
Cool. That's the way we want it, anyway. That was a cross, right?
Yes.
And it's the one from Hobart.
Yes.
Did you show the one that you took to Woodward?
No.
No. Your dad threw that and out the door.
Yeah, he went outside.
So, anyway, what is your dad doing? When you see something not terrible about him, but bad.
You know, I don't know what he's really been up to. I haven't seen him a whole lot.
So, I know he's been to the lake this summer, fishing, him and your little brother, Carter. Has he got a farmer's tan going?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Chad, it's pick on you today. Your daughter's in here, and she has the most information on you besides your wife, so we're going to go with that. But anyway, so what's coming up future-wise stock shows besides the counties?
Besides the counties, there will be the Oklahoma State Fair in the city, the Tulsa State Fair, and the American Royal in Kansas City.
Which one of those three are you looking forward to going to?
American Royal in Kansas City.
Imagine that. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. So, tell everybody what you did up there last year.
Last year, we exhibited the Reserve Grand Champion Barra at the 2020 American Royal Livestock Show.
And what breed pig was that?
A crossbred.
Was it a crossbred? Is that one you guys raised?
We raised it, yes.
And this one you're winning with right now you've raised?
Yes.
You've raised. Yes. Not your dad.
Not my dad. Me.
Not Jared. It's been you.
Me.
Yeah, so cool. Because you're, so how's, you got softball going on. You got cheerleading going on. You got this rodeo going on. You got football games going on. You got stock shows going on. Has your list out there at the farm slowed down any?
No, it has not.
What time are you getting up in the morning to take care of the pigs?
I don't do pigs before school. Dad usually feeds for me, but after school and after games, it's late nights a whole lot.
Late nights?
Yes.
You gotta wash clean the whole nine yards because you guys got a big hog barn out there.
Yes,
we
do.
You got a nice hog barn out there.
Yes.
You got you're blessed to have that nice hog barn. And so, well, I know you got practice.
Yes, I do.
Softball?
Yes.
At one?
Yes.
So I'm going to take a break here. And meanwhile, we'll let you go. Anything else we need to talk about on the stock shows?
Yes, Mom told me to announce that blue and gold sales are going around all probably from every school right now. So if you want your blue and gold sausage, to get it bought before sales end.
So, and are you selling it?
I am.
So, there you go. Everybody, text it. If anybody needs any blue and gold sauces, you want some, text in and I'll give you, you want your number or your mom's?
My mom's, please.
I'll give you Janae's phone number. Are you, she's on Facebook.
Yes, she is.
Yep, Janae's on Facebook. Janae Ripito. Anyway, she's got some good stuff on there. You can tell she's not a liberal.
No, she's not.
So, anyway, so, all right. Well, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me in.
And if you can pull it off, come in next Wednesday.
I'll be here. I'll try.
All right. Don't bring Jeff with you.
Oh, I won't.
No, we don't. We want him on an off day. We want to mess his deal up. So, anyway, so thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jimmy and Jancy on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. Be right back after this.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August 27th. 1,301 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 285 brought 210. 11 at 431 brought 205. 9 at 489 brought 185. 4 at 649 brought 151. 7 at 686 brought 144. 14 at 706 brought 143.50. 5 head of heifers at 222 brought 200. 13 at 438 brought 145.50. 3 at 493 brought 145. 20 at 582 brought 145.25. 7 at 666 brought 144. 19 at 860. Brought 136. Butcher cows were 20 to 76. Bred cows 750 to 1460. Butcher bulls 54 to 9150. Pairs brought 1100 to 1550. Elk City Livestock Auction, South Highway 6 in Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot, one connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, welcome back. Hope you guys enjoyed Jancy being on here. I love having her on here. She's pretty laid back and very highly intelligent, and she is thinking she might have a goal of going to ag communications at Stillwater. So getting her on here, I don't know if I'll be the best mentor for her, but we'll see what's going on. It's 94 degrees. Heat index is now up to 98. Dew point 68. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 13 with gusts up to 19 miles an hour. And our weather every hour the Ag Show is on is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden down there at Hobart. Dove update. One of the listeners wanted to hear a dove update. Well, here's the only dove update I got is I haven't seen but three on the highline wire at my driveway, and I know there's some out there, but yesterday I traveled from Carter around the backside down Spring Creek Road back up to my house and then down to Willow, and I seen three birds. So anyway, but there's this cold front coming in here according to the Long Ranger that I'll talk about in next segment. And usually when temperatures drop 10-12 degrees, it usually pushes some dove in, so this might be a good weekend to be do some dove hunting. The reports that I've been getting from some of my buddies and some other people I've seen on Facebook, they're seeing more quail than they are doves. That's awesome. That's the report I want to hear, is that there's more quail than dove right now. But that'll change. You know, there's millions of doves out there, and they'll be coming in pretty quick. And as Captain Hedrick talked about earlier this week on the show, remember your plug and your shotgun, three shells maximum. Remember to clean your gun before you go hunting this year if you haven't cleaned it, but it's always safe. Best and safe to clean your gun before you go hunting, and don't be shooting off the highline wires. Don't be shooting from the road, because the minimum fine I heard him say on the show the other day was 700 and something bucks or 600 and something. It doesn't matter. It's a lot of money. So don't be stupid and do that stuff. Just enjoy your time out in the field. Fluorescent orange is not required, but it'd be safe if you're hunting with a buddy in case he needs to see you. We got free weekend. Free weekend, can't shoot dove sitting at the house. Take a friend. There we go. And it's awesome. Remember, you need your hip permit along with your license. Don't forget those two main things. Whether it's free or not free, you always need a hunt license. You need your hip to shoot on migratory birds. So that's my dove update for right now. Might hit on it a little bit longer or a little bit more here in a minute on the Long Ranger so we can see if the dove are coming in. Direct marketing beef. You got a small cattle herd and would like to sell the meat to customers. Direct marketing your own beef eliminates the middleman and in theory returns more profit. But it's a lot of work. You'll do your own research and development and be the advertising agency, the CEO, and work with USDA certified meat processor. Greg Renthrow is an extension meat specialist with the University of Kentucky. He says finding a market is a challenge in itself. So in the beginning, keep it simple by telling your story. And here's my story. Last year during the pandemic when it started, my son and I decided to feed some calves out. I had a feeder, and he went down to my other favorite place in Hobart, Oklahoma, and he bought a really nice feeder from Barnes Feed Service down there, and we got our feed down there. And so the first four calves we put on feed, we kept very good records on it. We know what our cost was per day. We know what we needed to charge customers. And our customers we started out with was just friends, asking them if they wanted a quarter beef, half beef, three quarters, whole beef, the whole nine yards. And while I'm on that subject, what it did, it turned around. This year, they wanted more. So these guys went from a quarter to a half. One of them went from a half to a whole. So we did our job right. So George down there at Barnes Feed Service, they got us a mix, and we kept records of that. So it took 1,400-pound calves in there. And when we took them to the butcher, they were on the hoof, they were weighing 7-something to 8-something. In other words, the feed we was feeding done the right job, and it all came out good because we, on the hoof, it was 63 to 65% of what the live weight was, and that's where you want to be. And then when you get it butchered, you're going to be somewhere in that 60 to 65% again of what actually gets packaged off the hoof, if that makes sense. So there's three segments there, your live weight, your hoof weight, and what actually goes in the box. And it all depends on whether you want the tongue, the heart, the liver, and all that good stuff. But I didn't have any takers on that last year or this year. So I'm telling you that feed that we got from Georgetown at Hobart, whatever it was, whatever his mix was on that finisher, it worked. It did the job. And we had them on the self-feeder. We didn't go through there and feed them every day. And it worked out pretty good. The ribeye steak that comes from it is just a bonus. They're buying a story that you're a family farm, that your kids are involved in 4-H, that your oldest son is in the president of the local FFA chapter. The farm has been in the family for two or three generations. That's what people are buying. It's a story, and this is true. Your product will demand a higher price because you don't have the same economies of scale as a large meat packer. Renthrow says to look at the beef prices at your local grocery store and planning on adding about 30% to that. Customers like buying local and will pay premium for steaks, but usually not for ground beef or roast. One strategy is to sell meat bundles. A $50 meat bundle has so many steaks in it, has so many roasts, so many pounds of ground beef in there, That way you're not stuck with 400 pounds of round roast and chuck roast, and I've got 600 pounds of ground beef that nobody's going to buy at a premium. So you do one of these two things. You either sell it at a discount so you can get rid of it, or everybody's eating hamburgers and roast for dinner for the next few months. Well, it just so happens that one of our I've hit on this week already about buying from a local beef raiser, taking it to a local processor around here because we got plenty. I've hit on that. Well, Monty and Danielle out there at Tucker Beef Cattle Company, they do those bundles. Or they did. If they don't, I'm sorry, I'm advertising it wrong. But I know you guys were selling bundles here a while back. But they do that. But I'm telling you, if you've got the freezer room and you can afford it, you'll save money in the long run buying a package at a time here and there. Buy you a quarter, buy you a half, buy you three quarters, buy you a whole. Just buy you a whole beef. And we got plenty of guys around here wanting to sell it. So anyway, that's my deal on that one. The Agriculture Department has committed $8.75 billion in assistance to farmers and ranchers, including $750 million for the dairy sector and up to $1 billion for contract growers of pigs and poultry. Only a few items remain on it on its list for implementation on Tuesday among the $700 million for biofuel producers. The USDA has been silent about a proposal, but made this in the last week of the Trump administration for top-up payments to hog farmers of $17 per head. The proposal was swept up in a regulatory freeze during the change of the administrations between Trump and Biden. Farm state lawmakers periodically produced USDA on the matter. Two House Republicans said this week, unfortunately, USDA has given no indication on if or when these payments will be made. A small $580 million has been disbursed to producers since the USDA reopened its application window for the pandemic aid and at the start of April, according to the weekly totals for the CFAP, which is a Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. The major outlet, some $24.4 billion has flowed through CFAP since May of 2020, when payments began. In mid-June, the USDA earmarked $700 million for biofuel producers and said it would act in the next 60 days on support to timber harvesters, biofuels, dairy farmers and processors, livestock farmers, and contract growers of poultry, assistance for organic cost share, and grants for PPE, which is personal protective equipment. Biofuel payments and the PPE grants are the two largest items on the USDA list of programs still planned for implementation. The USDA said it will continue to focus on filling gaps in previous rounds of assistance and helping beginning socially disadvantaged and small and medium-sized producers that need support most. Besides biofuels and PPE, USDA says it planned up to $20 million in organic costs. We don't have anything to report on this, unfortunately, but we've been tracking it with the USDA, said the Trade Group Renewable Fuels Association when asked about $700 million for biofuel producers. A USDA spokesman was not immediately available for comment on timeline for biofuel aid or top-up payments for hog farmers. Congress gave the USDA permission in December of 2020, the coronavirus package, to provide aid to biofuel producers for market losses due to COVID-19. Demand for biofuels plunged in a tandem when the steep decline in gasoline demand when the pandemic struck. Ethanol plants reduced production or shut down operations temporarily. Well, that's that on that. One more deal with about cattle. With cell cultured meat getting closer to the marketplace, the USDA Meat Safety Agency is asking consumers how the high-tech products should be labeled, whether using names such as pork loin or steak, to describe them should be permitted. A federal registered notice scheduled to appear on Friday, which is today, allows 60 days until November 2nd for public comment. Deputy Agriculture Undersecretary Sandra Esten said the notice, known as regulatory in the regulatory world, is an advance notice of proposed rulemaking. It is an important step towards ensuring the appropriate labeling of meat and poultry products made using animal cell culture technology. We want to hear from the stakeholders. The activist U.S. Cattlemen's Association reiterated in its view from a 2018 petition to the USDA the terms beef and meat should be retained exclusively for products derived from the flesh of a bovine animal harvested in a traditional manner. The USCA said it would continue argue its case with the USDA. And that's my point of view. I back the U.S. Cattlemen's Association on this one. More than 6,000 comments were filed in response to the USCA petition and said the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service most comments opposed the petition overall. However, nearly all generally agreed that cultured meat and beef should be labeled in a way that indicates how it was produced and the difference from where there is a slaughtered meat product, if it is a slaughtered meat product. In the request for public comment, the FSIS poses 14 questions, beginning with the name of the meat or the poultry product should tell consumers that it was made with cell culture technology. Other questions ask if the names commonly applied to the meat from food-bearing animals such as pork loin should be used to describe a cell-cultured product, and whether names that specify a type of meat such as a patty should be available to cell-cultured products. So anyway, that's the deal on cell-cultured products. I'm not a big fan of that, but it is what it is. I just report the news. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the Hobart Farm and Garden weather update, the Long Ranger. Stick with me. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Hi, I'm James with Western Equipment. Listen up, any high school junior and senior, and any parent or grandparent of any high school junior or senior. By your junior and senior year, it's time to start planning for a job. Right now, if you don't know what you want to do, check out the John Deere AgTech program through Western Equipment. It's a two-year program, and afterwards, we guarantee you a solid job at one of our 21 locations in Texas, Oklahoma, or New Mexico. Now is the time. Visit west-equip.com/careers for more information to apply.
It's so convenient for farmers and ranchers to get what you need in one place. The Wheeler General Store is the do-it-best hardware store that carries vet supplies to doctor your animals, high-pro feed, also master hand milling and smart lick tubs. Delivery is available if you need it. And at Wheeler Ag, right there on site, they've got dry fertilizer application with blending capabilities. Wheeler General Store and Wheeler Ag on Highway 152, a mile east of the four-way stop in Wheeler, Texas.
You can also find the Wheeler General Store on Facebook and Instagram.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, August 31st, we sold 609 cow bulls and kids. Thursday, September the 2nd, we sold 2,939 kids and feeders for a total of 3,548 cows for the week. Our killing cows were 4 to 6 higher this past week. Tuesday, better killing cows, 72 to 84. 10 cows bring 45 to 66.50, with our bulls bringing 86 to $1.50. 3 to 4-year-old open cows to breed, 79 to 85, with our 5 to 8-year-old bred cows, 960 to 14.75. 9 and older bred cows, 960 to 10.75. Average quality pairs, 5 to 8 years old, brought 1,200. And our 9 and older pairs, 975 to 1,200. Under steer cattle, 4 to 450 steers, 171 to 176. 5 to 550, 167 to 171. 6 to 650, 151 to 167. 7 to 750, 152 to 160, 50. 8 to 850, 144 and a half to 156. Whether 9 to 950 steers, 140 and a quarter to 146. 10 steers weighing 1094, bring 130.50. Under heifers, 350 to 4-weight heifers, 156 to 173. 4 to 450, 149 to 158. 5 to 550, 146 and a half to 160.50, 6 to 650, 142 to 159, 7 to 750, 144 to 154, with our 8 to 850 heifers, 136.50, 850 and 9 weight heifers, 125 up to 139. Very good market. We have several special gift sales lined up. First one Thursday, September the 16th, then again in October and three in November. Give us a call. For this Tuesday, we will have 40 bred cows, 3 to 7 years old. They're black. We've got 35 other bred cows and pairs for by sell time. Thank you, give Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'm back. Hey, I got a question that came in on the KECO Ag text line. Somebody can help me out there. I used to know this. I'm either getting old and forgetful, or I just don't remember. How much freezer space does it take for quarter or half, a whole, whatever? If you know anything about that, text it into the text line at 580-225-9697. I got a gentleman asking me about that, and I appreciate any assistance from you guys on that. Would be very blessed. Our Long Ranger forecast brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. It's getting wetter. I told you guys you're going to owe me because I cut my hay day before yesterday, and I was going to cut some more last night, but I had an incident come up yesterday afternoon, so I had to go over there and fix that, and then it was too late to cut hay and play golf at the same time, so I took the latter. Anyway, right now it's 95 degrees. Heat index is 100 degrees. The winds are picking up south-southwest at 14 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Today, the high is 97, and we're almost there. You guys be careful out there with this heat index being as high as it is. Tomorrow is 95 with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. It's rodeo weekend. We wouldn't expect nothing else. Speaking of a rodeo weekend, tomorrow during the parade at the gas building, you're going to see these two really good-looking guys up there on that second balcony announcing the parade live on the radio, and that would be myself, Jimmy Clark, and Drew Cobb. We're going to be on the balcony, and if we wave at you, you don't have to wave back, but it's really polite if you do wave back. Tomorrow night, 60% chance of rain. Sunday, 30% chance of rain. Sunday night, it clears out, but Sunday, it's high as 83. So, see, here we go. Let's talk about this before we finish this. The dove should be moving in, I'm going to say, somewhere between tomorrow morning and Sunday night, because when the temperature drops 12 degrees, it's already dropping up north of here, so they're pushing them dove down. So get ready, get your shotguns cleaned up, and at least average one bird per 20 shots, okay? Because there's not going to be much wind Sunday. There's no reason for you to miss them. Anyway, Labor Day, Monday, 89 degrees, and then we start heating back up Tuesday to 93 degrees. And that's your weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Well, the new Penny News come out yesterday, the one I just dropped. Hang on with me. The one I just dropped. And Jerry Nine's in there with his, he has an article in there, and the Penny News is great on this deal here. If you guys have noticed my cattle reports in the last few weeks that slaughter cows, killing cows were cheapening up a little bit. Not much, but cheapening up. But here's what Jerry's got to say about that. He said killing cows were somewhat cheaper this week, but we almost get cheaper between now and October. When these cow slaughtering plants get cows given to them, then they can price however they want. There is a less demand when they get too many. And you guys, I haven't mentioned it this week, but those guys are still in that drought up north, and it's even up north into Dakotas and Montana and Washington, Oregon, but it's too late in the year for them to get rain and things to green up and then make any hay up there. And the drought is terrible up there, especially in Montana and Washington and Oregon. California is just on fire. I think I read they had 400 forest fires going on, but I'm not even going to get into that. But their drought's going on for their cattle. The guys in New Mexico and Arizona, they've shut the water off to the farmers and ranchers. They can't even water any crops to make any hay. So hay is in a high demand, and if I got time here in a minute, I'm going to touch on that. But Jerry had a pretty funny story that I wanted to read. He said, a wife, being the romantic sort, sent her husband a text. It read, if you are sleeping, send me your dreams. If you are laughing, send me your smile. If you are eating, send me a bite. If you are drinking, send me a sip. If you are crying, send me a tear. I love you. The husband was the very, very non-romantic type and replied, I'm on the toilet, please advise. I just told my suitcases that we are not going on vacation this year. Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage. My body has absorbed so much hand sanitizer that now when I pee, it cleans the toilet. My wife told me to make my own sanitizer, so I made a rum and coke. That was pretty good with Jerry this week. Check out the Penny News this week. All of my sponsors, Barnes Feed Service, the Wheeler General Store. By the way, I drove by there the other day on my way to the Panhandle, and they got lots of stuff at that place. If you've never been to the Wheeler General Store, you need to go, because it's a big place. It's got all kinds of panels, feeders, blah, 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 all out there. Go by and check them out. Nathan will be in there and tell him I sent you. B&L Red Angus, Canucks and Irrigation, First National Bank, Great Plains Bank, Hobart Farm and Garden, Western Equipment. I got some great sponsors. Western Oklahoma Livestock, Woodward Livestock Report, Elk City Livestock, Hobart Stockyards. We got it going on, and we also have the Farmers Union Co-op here in Elk City. So you guys check it out. It's pretty good. Well, I got an update on the corn markets and stuff. I got time. Cash prices today on hard red winter wheat is $6.78. Corn is $5.19 a bushel. Hey, by the way, if anybody knows how much a bushel of corn is, weighs, will you text me that? I'm having a blank run in my mind. I know what oats, wheat, rye, all that is, but I just I don't know how much a bushel of corn weighs. Text that in to me, please. Milo is $5.37. Soybeans are $12.68. They're up a little bit today. So the U.S. corn and soybeans crop conditions are unchanged. The reason why I'm going over the corn, there's a lot of people down there in Kiowa County and Washita County and down Jackson County. They are combining that corn right now, so I'm just letting them know what we're thinking about them. Overall progress of both crops remained the same visit a week ago, according to the USDA Crop Progress Report. All right, I got some texts in. 56 pounds. Thank you, sir. 56 pounds, and what else do I got? Oh, I got some answers on one full beef, average 500 pounds of meat. You will need 16 cubic feet of freezer space. So you guys do your math, 16 cubic feet divided into those pounds, and you'll know how big a freezer you need for however many pounds you're going to get. Hope that helps you out there, Major. And then thank you, sir, on the 56 pounds on the corn. As of Sunday, 91% of the U.S. corn crop is in the dough stage versus 89% on the five-year average. Also, 59% of the nation's corn is in the dent growth stage versus 55% on the five-year average. The USDA pegged 9% of the crop as mature versus 10% five-year average. On Monday, the U.S. corn condition ratings was marked 60% good, excellent. And that was what the same was last year. The ethanol production drops to a six-month low. Still on corn here, so bear with me here. Ethanol output plunged to the lowest level in 6 months, and stockpiles decreased in the 7 days it ended on August 27th, according to the Energy Information Administration. And production of the biofuel declined to an average of 905,000 barrels a day last week. That's down from 933,000 barrels a day last week. And that's the lowest level in 7 days. It ended February 22nd, government data shows. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output dropped to an average of 851,000 barrels a day compared to 881,000 barrels last week. That's also the lowest since late February. West Coast production fell to average of 7,000 barrels a day. That's down 1,000 barrels from last week at 8,000. East Coast output was unchanged at 12,000 barrels a day. Gulf Coast production rose week to week to 25,000 barrels a day on average from 23,000 barrels from the previous week. And the Rocky Mountain output increased to 9,000 barrels a day from 8,000 barrels a day. With exports in doubt because of the hurricane damage to the grain elevators near New Orleans, prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat, the most widely planted U.S. crops, fell to their lowest levels in several weeks in the futures trading on Tuesday. The fall harvest will begin soon and could glut the U.S. market if foreign sales are disrupted. Let's see, what do we got here? Oh, we got another one in at 56 pounds. Thanks for your answer. Cargill reported significant damage to an elevator about 30 miles upstream of the Mississippi River from New Orleans. Cargill had another elevator near New Orleans. Its grain facility might lack power for weeks, while Punge and ADM were accessing damage to their export facilities. We're going to be talking about Ida and what damage was done across the Central Gulf Coast Gulf Coast for a long time. I got golf on my brain today. Sorry, guys. USDA meteorologist Brad Ripley told the department's radio news service, "We know that there's been a catastrophic damage across the southeastern Louisiana, and some of the damage and power outages extend into southwestern Mississippi." He said that there was a bunch of saltwater intrusion into those areas that might damage crops such as sugarcane and pastures in the southeast. Hurricane Ida moved through the eastern side of southern Louisiana's sugarcane production area shortly before harvest was due to begin. In addition, Ida battered some row crops, including mature rice and open boll cotton in the southern Mississippi Delta. And from what I read yesterday, the biggest part of the Mississippi Delta, they skirted away. They didn't get much of Ida on there, which is a good thing because the Mississippi Delta is where they grow tremendous and tremendous amount of cotton. Grain Trader said that the market is very concerned with possible export sales slowdown due to potential problems at the port of New Orleans. And if you guys didn't know this, but 60% of all agriculture products shipped out of the United States are shipped out of Louisiana. And so you need to keep an eye on everything. We all got, hopefully they get their power going up there and the whole nine yards. Also, another deal I come across here is to expect tight hay supplies and higher prices. I know I see lots of hay laying around everywhere that's been baled up, grass, the whole nine yards, but they said nearly 65% of pasture and range conditions in the Great Plains states require supplemental feeding. That's after grazing conditions have improved marginally in some areas in late season rainfall. The drought is pushing hay prices higher, and alfalfa prices have reached $200 plus a ton, with other hay topping $150 to $170 a ton, which is grass hay, according to the USDA. Nearly hay yields are expected to be smaller, with alfalfa yields down nearly 10% combined with the acreage loss of 100,000 acres. Other hay fields are estimated to be down 2.5%. So anyway, well, there's my music. It's time for me to shut up. You guys, don't forget about the Elk City Rodeo Champions tonight. Starts at 8 o'clock. The parade's tomorrow at 10. Go out and support our cowboys and cowgirls. It's a great rodeo. And I want you guys to have a safe Labor Day weekend. Have a great day and a great weekend. And God bless.
This a good mix of music.
Really good music.
Let's go.
Let's go!
This is KECO Elk City.